Well, Murray Baker knows what it takes to win a Caulfield Cup. He's looking for another one on Saturday with John Snow, who's drawn barrier 15. Maybe a little sticky for John. So let's see what Murray Baker thinks. How are you, Murray?
Very good, Michael.
That's good to hear. What do you think about that gate?
Yeah, it's a bit wide. Could shorten it up a bit.
Will he be a go-forward horse? We've seen him race on the speed before. So from that gate, will you be saying to Damien Lane, go forward and try and find a position?
Could do. I'll probably leave it up to Damien, though. It all depends how he jumps. Nice, relaxed horse, so you can put him anywhere.
You've been praying for some rain. We've had a few showers the last couple of days, but maybe not enough for John.
No, we want a bit more rain yet. Would certainly help.
How do you think he's going, though?
Yeah, we're pretty happy with him. I think he's going equally as good as last year. He got skittled in the Caulfield Cup last year, but no, he looks healthy and seems well.
So, from a punting perspective, what would you be telling the listeners out there? Because he's going to go around at a pretty big price on Saturday. Do you think he's an each-way hope?
Yeah, I think he's an each-way hope. He has won a derby at that distance, 2-4. He hasn't had a lot of racing this time in, only three runs, but he's very fit.
Well, he started one of the favourites last year when you said he had no luck. So if you think he's going as well as he is last year, you must give yourself some type of chance.
Well, yeah, I think he might even be going better than he was last year. Yeah. So, fingers crossed anyway.
How do you see the race as a whole? Do you have much of a handle on these internationals?
Not really. I don't know much about them, but obviously high-class horses are going to be very hard to beat.
All right. Well, each way for John Snow in the Caulfield Cup on Saturday at a good price. He's currently around about $34.40 to one in the Cup. But you're going to have a busy day on Saturday as well because you've got a filly that goes around in the Ethereal, who there's been a bit of a spruik out of New Zealand. Mick Guerin's part owner of this filly. He gave her a good push for the Oaks when we spoke to him earlier in the week. Ribeiro, what are your thoughts on her on Saturday?
She's another one that probably needs a bit more rain, but she's certainly on the improve. Very unlucky last start. Didn't get much of a crack at them, but the 2,000 metres will suit her.
Is she a horse that is looking for further? Is she your Oaks filly? Do you think that distance will suit her down to the
ground? Well, yeah, most definitely she's looking for further, and she's got James McDonald on it, so top hoop.
Certainly is. Hey, why did you decide to take your derby horse Botty to Moe today?
Well, because, you know, he might make the cut on prize money, one of the Vic Derby, because he's only had the three starts and won 22,000 or, and I mean, if there's a full payout, he mightn't make it. Because when you come over from New Zealand, you don't have a lot of prize money behind you.
So the plan to take him today was to get another win, obviously, and build his bank up. So you must be confident with how he's going heading into today's race.
I think he'll go pretty well. You know, he's only had the one start here, which he won, and was his first up run for a month or so, and we think he's improved a bit since then.
2,000 will suit him. He looks like a horse that doesn't have a great turn of foot. He's a horse that likes to get going and get grinding, because it was a grinding win last start. Is barrier one any concern today for you?
Well, I suppose it is, but I'll have to leave that to the hoop. He'll have to get him off the fence and start to get him rolling. I don't know much about Maui. I've never been there.
Okay. Well, you're going today, though?
Yep.
Well, that'll be a good one for yourself. I know you're a glass half empty man, but for the punters out there today, he's a short price favourite in the last race. You're telling the punters just to have a bet with confidence?
Oh, I think he'll be thereabouts. He's, even if the track's wet, he's won on a very wet track in New Zealand. So we think he'll go all right. And he'll certainly stay. He's a half-brother to Lion Tamer, who won the Vic Derby. So he'll run the triple right.
All right. Good luck today, Murray.
Thanks very much.